Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Good morning. This is such a pleasure to see you today again. I'm so happy to be able to share with you on a subject that is one of my favorites, and I know that many of you also love it. But first of all, I have an announcement to make. I had announced that we'd be making these daily lives on YouTube for about 2 months, but things have changed terribly here, not terribly, life happens. And basically now in my household, we have the big C and we need to isolate. And therefore I have my two daughters with me and they will be with me for a little while. And simply I need to reorganize everything and be there for them. They're good, you know, they are not like suffering intensively at all. But it means that, you know, as a mother, as a teacher, as a mentor, I have had to really review a lot of my timetables and so on. And many other things have happened as well, both on a private level and on a business level. And therefore, today and tomorrow will be the last 2 daily transmissions. And of course, I will continue sharing. It's just going to be like before, you know, every week I share a pre-recorded video, and maybe every now and then I will also pop live. But for these daily lives now, it is going to be today and tomorrow. So today we're going to talk about star races. Tomorrow we're going to talk about ascended masters. So it means that this is the last 2 episodes of the daily transmissions. And I trust that it's all good. I keep on sharing a lot, as you know, and I have so many things that are present on all my platforms already recorded. And also on my website, you know, I've got many free gifts there, many activations there. I also have an amazing transcending session that's going to happen very soon for the new moon in April on the 30th, because I had to, you know, make it a little bit earlier than the actual new moon. But it's going to be on a fascinating subject, which is freedom and abundance, the connection between them both, and how we can activate 5th dimensional frequencies of these codes in our daily life while we still evolve in many templates of 3D and 4D realities ourselves. So it's going to be extremely interesting, because we're going to receive information, of course, and transcending sessions from our dear Arcturians as well as ascended masters. And very profound wisdom is going to come and it's going to help you. We're going to do activations in your field to help, you know, open up your ability to connect to higher levels of abundance and freedom. So I hope that you can join. You can sign up now. All the information is on my website, sandrines.com, and I will also paste the link here on the recording. So for today, I would love to share with you about star races and more from the angle of why actually they are coming to help us. Because this is a question that I receive quite often. It's like, but you know, they are so awesome and amazing. Why are they interested to come? Why do they want to help us? What's their deal there? And as you know, everything in the quantum comes because of one of the laws of the quantum, of the universe, one of the infinite laws, is the laws of giving and receiving. There is this infinite loop of giving and receiving that is always there, always at play. And it is what helps us exactly, you know, reside in freedom, and also what is very strongly interwoven with the law of quantum resonance, which is we attract what we are a match of. So when we understand this, and we understand that one of the other law as well within the quantum is that everything is always evolving. It's actually one of the primal laws of the quantum of the universe, is that the universe is in constant evolution. And because we are fractal of unity consciousness, fractal of this universal frequency of God frequency, of Sophia Christ frequency, whatever we want to call it, it means that we are also that. Simply, no, we are that in flesh, in 3D reality with this holographic representation, you know, that we are having at the moment. So it means that also ourselves, we are continuously evolving. This is why change is the only constant. This is why things change so much in our lives. This is why we must change, because we must change. We change to become more who we are. And the refrain on Star Friends, it is the same for them. They are constantly evolving, and they continue evolving through opening up their consciousness and opening up their ability to hold deeper level of love and to play around these notions. So every star race kind of has like a signature race frequency. So you have the Pleiadians, you have the Arcturians, you have the Syrians, and it's kind of like within this star system, we can start distinguishing specific attributes and keys that they have encoded, that they have and ways that they evolve. So some of their pathways of evolutions are more, for example, with Pleiadians around living in communities, in harmony with the earth, and really all together, you know, like this community living. Like Arcturians, their pathway of evolution is a lot around healing, a lot around using sound, the sacred frequency, and also creating unity consciousness between them, but for the purpose of, you know, being able to help themselves and also help other star friends to heal on a multidimensional level in a very effective way. And so you can see that there are like different pathways of evolution for different star systems, but generally speaking, when I share about star race, I share most of the time with the ones that I work the most with, which is like Arcturians, Andromedans, Syrians, Pleiadians, and Blue Avians. Okay? And so these ones, for most of them, they have been with humanity for quite a while. And so they came in ancient civilizations, like not all of them, but some of them. And then they took a break and they just had, you know, like a soul projecting different holographic representations, so different human in this reality. But basically, it's like we haven't really seen them in their own avatar body on Earth. And now, for the last couple of years, now that things have shifted a lot and that we are moving towards embodying more codes of the golden age that is upon us, it means that the frequency of the Earth have shifted to a level that it is easier for them to come into the ethereal form. So here is what's interesting, is that okay, so all of this is a quite in-depth architecture, so I'm just going to see how is the easiest way to explain. It's kind of like some of them we connect telepathically with and we perceive them in their star system. Some of them we connect telepathically with and it is actually us experiencing in other star system. Not always, but sometimes, quite often, okay? Sometimes we connect with star races and we feel them very present in our field, and we get to know them and we get to see that they are there a lot and very often. And it's because they are projecting here on Earth. It's just that the spectrum of frequency that they are embodying right now is of such high level of frequencies that we cannot perceive them, and that they voluntarily, willingly choose not to shift in certain avatar frequency to be able to show themselves to us, because they know that we are not ready. Another system is not ready. So it's like some oversoul network, they choose to project star races frequency spectrum, so like embodiment, on Earth, because their effort can be super close to the people they work with. So it's like different from connecting with the races that are in the star system, and we connect like that through consciousness. It's like telepathy, if you want. Okay, so I hope that you understand a little bit these kind of differences. And to a certain extent, it's not necessary to know. You know, if you cannot get this information, it's fine. You know, as long as you, open your heart and choose to connect with them, you do not need to know exactly all the things to be able to connect with them. It is very nice to be able to connect precisely because it's like, yeah, it's geeking around it. It's getting to know, you know, your friends and your family and yourself a lot more. It is becoming very precise. So if that's of your interest, of course, join Pathway 2, which is on co-creation. And we're going to go through all of that. So you're going to be very familiar with them. For that, it's important to already have a good level of intuition, of course, because you must be able to visualize and to take quantum travels and to also feel them in your field. Otherwise, if it's not the case, you're not going to enjoy this pathway too, because you know it's going to be completely blocked and it leads to frustration then. So that's not ideal. This is why I ask for pathway too, that people already have a very good level of intuition and also have done extensive work on themselves for healing and alchemizing outdated programs and belief system and fears, because we want to be able to self-manage. Because when we start co-creating with stories, we are in for a wild ride, because the purity of the frequency is so high and also so not from Earth that it's literally putting our physical system or mental system and our emotional system under some kind of electromagnetic current that is triggering accelerated evolution. So when we start consciously co-creating with star races, often we can receive huge amount of frequency shift. Like if you participate in my monthly transcending session, you know what I talk about. If you've had one-on-one sessions with me, you know what I talk about. It's like you are freaking blasted. Yes, you're completely blasted with these frequencies, especially when you receive from us during the transcending session, because there is precision words happening. So it means that afterwards, very often, we will need to have a rest, and a rest can last one day, can last 1 week, and it can last 2 weeks at times. You know, I have had times when I received so much connection and so much activation and cosmic surgery in my, you know, quantum travels or here at my place that I've been off, you know, for a couple of weeks. And it means like strong physical pain in the body, challenges to focus, really feeling completely ungrounded, like wondering which realms we are in and so on. And that has been my deal for the last 2 to 3 years now. And it's become easier because I know what's going on. I know what happens. But it means that my human self is undergoing profound mentoring. And it is extremely exciting. So it's really exciting for me, obviously, but it is also for them. Because why? Because they are evolving as they work with me, as they are evolving as they work with you. Why is that? Because this specific algorithm creation never was before and never will be again. You will never be the woman or the man that you are now in this physical body with this age, with this template of reality, with these children or absence of children or work or absence of work and these fears that is happening in this very moment. And so they will never be working in this template of reality through this specific algorithm of the matrix system either. So it's like this pure joy of playing with life, of saying, how can we co-create together right here, right now, this unique algorithm? How can we serve you? How can we see what your dynamics are, what your needs are, how open your heart is, how open your consciousness is, what's going with your physical body? How are you going to allow us to help? And if you put these boundaries or these blocks, how are we going to dance with this as star races, as star families? How are we going to play with you? How much are we going to share and how are we going to evolve together? So it's really like coming from a place of joy and excitement, divine service, love, unconditional love. They have the most purest unconditional love ever, because they just carry that through their own pathway of evolution in their own star system. They choose love as the guiding force. They have chosen love as a guiding force for eons. This is why they are advanced. Humans are not advanced. Remember, we not even consider a civilization yet, yes? And it's non-judgmental, it's an observation. To be considered a civilization 1.0, for that, humanity must choose its resources to promote life, and that is not the case. Now humanity uses its resources to destroy life and control life. Once shifts happen and more and more humans choose to use their own inner resources, because everything starts with the self, right? We create a reality by embodying who we are and by thinking our reality. So the more we can choose love as a guiding force, the more we can choose to use all our resources. So it's like our thoughts, our heart, our physical body, our food, our furniture, our earth. The more we can use that to promote life, to encourage life, to promote love, instead of trying to control it, destroy it, trying to, you know, to hoard some money, hoard some belongings, hoard many houses, hoard all the things we need to hoard because we are afraid. And therefore, that's not promoting life, that is promoting scarcity, that is promoting fear, that is promoting limitations. So the more we can learn to tweak our lives into promoting that, the more that can have a ripple effect in the whole of humanity, because we start leading by example, okay? And so our star families, they are here to give us different angles of perception about ourselves and about our reality. They are here to help us. Have you looked at this through this angle? Have you thought about this way? What about this? You know, like this human, we understand, we have a lot of compassion for you, but this is actually a very small rule of your current reality. Have you considered this universal law? Would you like to maybe tune into this universal law of giving and receiving, of abundance, first to understand that it is only by spending time, money, energy on yourself that you're going to grow. When you do nothing, nothing changes. And so they're going to start pinpointing certain aspects of our consciousness that needs to be tweaked, that needs to be revamped, opened up, healed, and alchemized on all levels. So the power of being able to co-create with star races is just, it's unlimited. It's literally unlimited. Because when we start really going into the ability of consciously channeling them, it can happen very fast. If we sit every day in our meditation and we first, of course, connect with the soul and so on, but we choose to have a pen and paper and to receive their teachings, I can tell you this is absolutely life-changing. This is what I'm doing. This is why I teach. This is why my channeling has been so precise and profound, and all of this wisdom flow through, you know, because I'm good in connection with them, you know. And so I would love to encourage you to really tune into your heart and feel, why is it that I want to be in connection with them? What's my motivation? What's my desire here? And therefore, you represent that and offer that. And this is, everything is okay. You know, you can just be curious. You can just have this interest in knowing where you are from, or how you can heal this, and you can have more of that. And just open up, be clear, be crystalline, be transparent, and present that in your daily prayers, present that in your meditations, every single day, and simply allow yourself to receive. You can receive through so many different intuitive modes. You can start seeing things or hearing things or thinking that you see, thinking that you hear, which is often because you are already. Or you can start having the goosebumps, or all of a sudden you feel very good, or you feel very a little bit like off, but not completely off, and you just feel that you're integrating something that might have happened at night. And the more you connect with them, the more you strengthen their connection, because you give them attention, you give them your love. Even so, you know, like, they're there all the time anyway. But the more you give them your love and your gratitude for being there for them, the more you strengthen the connection, so the more you can receive from them. It's as simple as that. You know, if we completely ignore them and we just talk to them when we are like, we feel broke, or when we feel sad, or when we have heartache or whatever, then it's kind of like, yeah, okay, it's good. You know, they can have compassion and hear us and help us. But if we cultivate a connection every single day simply by saying, hey, thank you so much for being there, I really appreciate you, and I'm not quite sure how to connect with you, but hopefully that's going to come with time. And we just do this in a relaxed way. It's not because we don't receive these massive, information and downloads and all of these things, and we know where we're from and so on, that we're not actually in connection with them. We are, if we are in the intimacy of our own heart, and if it makes us feel happy. And that's all there is. So for them, they receive, they love, they evolve because they are interaction with us, because that's what they choose. Some choose not to, you know. Some stories, billions, like an infinite amount of them, because there's so many of them, they just choose not to be in connection with us and humanity, and that's fine. They do their thing, they evolve. But the ones that are here, it's part of their pathway of evolution that they have chosen. So this is why they're here. So this is super exciting. I absolutely love talking about it. And I hope that you enjoyed this transmission today. It's my great pleasure to be with you. And now I'm going to look after my daughters. And I thank you. Please join tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be the last live because I need to look after my family. And things have changed also drastically in my business. And there is a lot that needs to be addressed right now, unexpectedly. So it's good. We are all good. But I just need to take a bit of time. And I trust that you will understand this. And I thank you so much for your support and for your love. Please comment and share this around. And of course, I'm still there for you. I will keep on sharing. Bye for now. Have a beautiful day.